Here at the Vatican, restoration work on the historic Pauline Chapel has come to a close. The chapel takes its name from Pope Paul III, who commissioned it and invited the best and brightest artistic stars of the Renaissance to contribute to the chapel's adornment. The chief art historian for the Vatican Museums, Arnold Nesselrath, was responsible for the chapel's restoration. Professor Nesselrath told us about the historical role the chapel played, as well as its enduring liturgical significance.
The Pauline Chapel is the so-called minor palace chapel, while the Sistine Chapel is the major palace chapel. And the major palace chapel does not have a tabernacle, so the Holy Sacrament is kept in the Pauline Chapel. And therefore, the two also have to be connected somehow. You have to be able to get from the one to the other during a liturgical celebration. The Chapel of the Holy Sacrament is one function of the Pauline Chapel. The other for which it was built was that in the Pauline Chapel, in the minor chapel, up to the year 1670, the votes were cast during the conclave. That function changed and moved to the Sistine Chapel only in 1670, when the Collegiate of Cardinals became so big that they did not fit into the Pauline Chapel anymore. But the Chapel of the Holy Sacrament is the function that the chapel still has to the present day.